Ireland's Classic Hits Radio, it's Trina Mara. Now, Christmas time is always a great time to get books for people for gifts, and people have a bit of time in their hands to actually sit down and read a book as well. And Mick Finucane has joined us today from Chapters Bookstore. They just won Bookstore of the Year at the Ompus Book Awards only a week ago. Congratulations, Mick.
Oh, thanks very much. We're on cloud nine. We just can't believe it.
Fantastic stuff. So you've come to us today with a few books that, well, a few suggestions that people might be interested in, some new releases for Christmas gifts possibly. So what do you have for us?
Yeah, we have a whole range. Like, we're really blessed in Ireland that we have some of the best writers in the whole world, you know, so we're so lucky. So not all the books are written by Irish writers, but most of them are, especially on the back of last week's Irish Book Awards. It's really a great chance to highlight some of the brilliant writers that we have, okay. And the books are fantastic. So I suppose first up, we might look at some fiction titles. I suppose the first one that I'll talk about is The Ghosts of Rome. It's written by Joseph O'Connor. It's a historical fiction based on a real-life individual, a Monsignor Hugh O'Flaherty. It's the second book in a trilogy. It's based around the end of World War II in Rome. Monsignor O'Flaherty has created an escape route, an underground escape route. It's just a beautifully well-written thriller stroke historical fiction book. Joseph O'Connor could make a shopping list sound good. He's just a brilliant writer.
Yeah, fab. Okay. What's that one called again?
So that one's called The Ghosts of Rome, and it's by Joseph O'Connor.
Okay.
Next up, I suppose we give a plug to the winner of this year's Booker Prize, and it's by a writer called David, I'm going to absolutely butcher the pronunciation of his surname, Zasley, and the name of the book is Flesh. And again, this is a book based on, it starts out about a young man, he's 15 years old, a bit of a loner, befriends a friend of his mother, one thing leads to another. And it's the whole book is based around a series of choices that he makes throughout his life, going from living in a small flat in Budapest through to joining the super rich in London. So it's a real interesting portrayal of his life and the decisions he makes and the consequences that come from them.
Okay,
I suppose if we were to move on to books for a younger audience, for our young adults, there's a book called Solo by Grainne O'Brien. Grainne is a writer from Limerick. It's her first novel. It won Young Adult Book of the Year at the recent Irish Book Awards, and it's a really, really, really good book. Its main protagonist is a young lady called Daisy. She's a 17-year-old doing the Leaving Cert, going through all those changes that people go through at that age. You're neither adult nor child, and dealing with all those, the issues of breaking friends, making new friends, falling in love for the first time, getting a broken heart for the first time. There's some family tragedies that she has to deal with. It's a really, really good book. We're delighted to see that Grainne won the award for it last week.
So Mick, what age group would young adults what kind of age group would a young adult book be for?
I suppose the young adults, the section used to be called teen. So it's kind of, I suppose, from the kind of 14,
14, 15,
it kind of sits there. And like, it handles a lot of delicate things that you go through at that age group when everything seems to be the end of the world and the biggest thing ever. But sometimes after a bit of time, a bit of hindsight, maybe it wasn't as bad as you actually thought it was.
Yeah. Oh, I remember it well. So that's an interesting one for younger readers.
Yeah, and then for much younger readers, like for preschool readers, there's a beautiful, beautiful book called Run Home, Little Fox by Tom McGochran and Erica McCann. It's beautifully illustrated. It's just gorgeous. The fox is in the woods, and it's about him having to be brave, cunning and quick, and how he works his way around the wood and introduces himself to the different animals, the badgers, the squirrels, the owls. But it's an absolute beautiful, gorgeous gem of a book. And then, I suppose, for the little bit older, then for kids that are 7+, Disaster Dad, Fun Day Fiasco by Dunico Callahan is a super fun read, as you can imagine from the writer. It's full of laughs, it's full of belly laughs, to be quite honest. The family discover that Dad's arch rival is also entering the Family Fun Day Sports Day, and it's all about the competition between Dunica and his arch nemesis. So it goes through, you know, welly throwing, three-legged races, the usual things, and all about how he gears up and trains for the events. Right. So it's fun of fun.
That's the second one, isn't it? I think we have a disaster dad book at home. I think that's, it must be,
yeah,
the second one,
it's actually the third one in the series. Okay. It's great fun. I hope the kids enjoyed it. Then I suppose if we were to look at something, one of the Irish books of the year, the late Moncon McGann, who passed away recently, his last book, which was released only a short while ago, is called 99 Words for Rain and One for Sun. It's a beautiful book. We lost a unique individual in Ireland when Moncon passed away. But the book is all about how in ancient Ireland, the stargazers and the cloud watchers related what was going to happen through the weather, through the boars and the trees and the land and the sea and all the changes in the weather. 99 words for rain and one for summer. So, you know, if there was ever a truer title, it's that. On the Irish team, there's also Hector O'Ekagon has a new book out, A Word a Day. That's great, and it's a huge help and a great start for anybody who's trying a little bit of to improve their Irish Gaelic. I could probably do it myself. I suppose then Ireland is really, we have an abundance of brilliant crime writers, and one of the ones, crime books that stood out this year is It Should Have Been You by Andrea Mara. It recently won Best Crime Book at the Irish Book Awards. So we've all been in local WhatsApp groups, your local WhatsApp group. You're meant to send the message to your sister, gossiping about all the other people that are in the WhatsApp group, but mistakenly you send it to the WhatsApp group.
The whole group, the whole community.
The whole group, yeah. So the rumours then kick off and they spread like wildfire, and very quickly the first death threat arrives. So it kind of kicks off from there. It's a really brilliant read. Andrea Mara is one of the best crime writers in the world. She's absolutely fabulous. But if you like your crime a little bit more cozier,
I'll stop you for one second. Yeah. There, Mick, my name is Trina Mara, Andrea. Yeah. Mara. Ireland's such a small place. She happens to be my sister-in-law, would you believe?
No way. Well, strange enough, I had the pleasure of meeting your brother then at the awards the other night.
You must have. That's so funny. You wouldn't get it anywhere, only in Ireland. Everybody knows everyone, don't they?
Yeah. So actually, you'd probably be best to tell us about Andrea.
I know. I'm just glad you gave her a mention and I didn't even have to ask you to.
Oh, it's such a small world. That's, yeah. That's it.
Well,
oh, wow.
Tonight, now she did, in fairness, now she picked up Crime Book of the Year, Fiction Crime Book of the Year. So, yeah, so fair play to you, Mick, for giving it a mention without even being told.
It is so good. She's just a fabulous writer. Her success here in Ireland and her international success is just brilliant.
Yeah. Now you were about to give someone else the plug. Who else do we have?
I was about to say, if you like your crime a little bit cozier, the new Thursday Murder Club book by Richard Osman is called Impossible Fortune. Now, in Ireland, we tend to like our crime a little bit grittier, which is why people like Andrea, Mary Cassidy are so popular in Ireland. In a lot of cases, the grittier crime is more popular in Ireland. Mm. But the cosy crime also has its place, and Richard Osman's book is excellent. And I suppose if we're to move into the non-fiction stuff, the book I'd start with is, in my opinion, the best history book of the year. It makes a great Christmas present if you don't know what to buy dad or mum. There's a book by Donald Fallon, who is the historian and host of the Three Castles Burning podcast, and he has a book called The Dublin Pubs. It's a social and cultural history. It's a gorgeously designed book full of the history of tons of pubs from all around Dublin, from Grogan's to the Palace Bar, all the pubs that you can think of. And it's absolutely beautiful.
Yeah. For anybody, really. And I think my hubby would be into that now. Yeah,
and there's great stories and a lot of oral history Donal has been able to get down on the paper, which is just brilliant. Some of the pubs don't exist any longer and some of them are still going strong. It's really good. Some of the pictures on it have never been released before to the public, and they're just stunning. It's an insight into the culture of Dublin pubs and the impact that they've had, good and bad.
You know what? I was just thinking that'd be a lovely present also for anybody who works, you know, in the bar trade, wouldn't it?
Exactly.
It'd be good.
We've a couple more sports books. There's a lot of sports books this year. If you're a rugby fan, the autobiography by Andy Farrell. Conor Murray has one called Cloud Nine. But the one for me that steals the show is Andrew Porter's Heart on My Sleeve. And I really think like a good sports book does more than regurgitate the results or match reports of a game. This goes through Andrew's life story, losing his mother at a young age, battling mental health struggles, the resilience that he's shown on the way to becoming a 75-plus caps Irish international. And it's really honest and heartfelt story. And it's just a super read. So I'd recommend that as one of our sports books of the year. I suppose other honourable mentions on the fiction side is Roisin O'Donnell's Nesting, which is her debut novel. And it's about a young woman, Kira, who splits from her husband and takes her two young daughters away into a car and drives away. She hasn't put all the thought into it. And the fact that she then realises that she's homeless and she has to seek shelter in hotels and hospitals that are providing a shelter for the homeless people. It's a huge insight into the massive homelessness problem that we face in the country, built into a brilliant story. You know, I think one of the lines is that deciding to leave is one thing, but deciding to stay away is another, because life is so difficult. It's a beautiful, really well-written story and is one of the books of the year. We couldn't finish without giving a mention to Patricia Scanlon's book in popular fiction. It's City Girls Forever.
I've read it.
Yeah. It's absolutely fabulous. I have to say, hand on heart, I absolutely love Patricia Scanlon. My mother used to refer to her as the lovely lady from the library.
That's because right. She worked in the library.
Yeah, because she did. She worked in our local library growing up, and she was a lovely lady, and is a lovely lady, I should say. Her book, City Girls Forever, is one of the most successful books this year. Her writing is sharp, witty, and wise is the only way to describe it. Bundle of fun.
That's it. If you like City Girls, this is kind of taking a look at where they're at now and whatever happened to them. I think so many people would have loved City Girls when that was out. I mean, that's going back a few years now, but great to see that she wrote this one and brought it out this year.
Yes, it's brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Last but not least would be, if you've got a family member who loves poetry, every person who loves poetry should have this book in their collection. It's the poems of Seamus Heaney, long awaited definitive edition of Seamus Heaney's poetry. It encompasses all his poems published in his lifetime and a small number that have appeared after his death. Mm. And going back to poems that appeared in pamphlets and journals throughout his lifetime, it's just a beautiful collection to have, in my opinion, is Ireland's greatest poet.
My God, you must go home with a stack of books every evening, because you have to know your stuff when you're in a bookshop working away.
You have to read the books, yeah. That's one of the things, as we say, you have to read them and you have to lift them. Books are heavy, but it's the best fun working in a bookshop. We're so lucky. We get to sell something that we really care about.
And will people come in and would they ask for your recommendation, or do people know what they want when they come in? Because, I mean, there's such a huge choice, really, isn't there?
It's a real mixture. You know, it's a massive choice out there. But, you know, you can't go wrong if you're unsure what to buy. If you, not only our store, but all the bookshops around the country, if you ask one of the booksellers, you know, ask them what they're reading at the moment, you know, that's always a good indication. They want to talk to you about books, so never be afraid to to ask them, because they're only too willing, like myself, there to yabber on and talk about the books, because that's the perk of the job. You get to talk about great things like that.
I'm just thinking, you know, when people apply for jobs and on their CV they write for hobbies, they'll write reading. So if you go for a job in your place in Chapters, I'm sure the first question is, what are you reading right now? Nobody can pretend that they're into reading if they're not and they're working there.
Yeah, and that's it. We also say to them, you know, how's your back? Because they're heavy, because we lift them a lot.
Yeah, I would imagine. God. All right. Well, look, there's some ideas. Thanks so much, Mick, for coming on. Mick Finucane there from Chapters Bookstore. And if you haven't picked something out of that full list that he's given there, look, just go in, have a browse, ask the staff. I'm sure they'd be happy to help. But like, I mean, it's such a lovely thing to get. But I know that we've loads of people listening who just absolutely love nothing more than reading a book. So thanks so much for coming on with your recommendations, Mick. And we'll talk to you again. It's Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.